All right, we're going to do something just slightly out of order. So, Kyle Olson, come on down. Now, shake your hand off, Kyle. Woo. Stephanie Ovia. Stephanie, come on down. You're the next contestants in the trivia round, and the price is right. So, we do have a trivia round, correct? Okay, I lose my place from time to time. Okay, we always start with rechargers, and there you are closer to me now. Stephanie, what term is used to describe matching an audience to a product? Is it A, matching the hatch? Is it B, product placement? Is it C, marketing? Or is it D, spin the wheel again, Vanna?
A?
A what?
Here
they are again. Okay. What we know is what describes matching an audience to a product? A, matching the hatch, B, product placement, C, marketing, or spin the wheel again, Vanna.
Match the product, A?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It is marketing, is the answer, C.
Okay.
Okay, Kyle, you gotta see, now you lost a point in the last trivia round. It's your chance to make up for the catfish queen. Okay, Kyle, what is the name of the fishing event at Texas State Parks this year? It was mentioned, if you were listening. Is it A, go if you wanna, B, dysfunctional family fishing, C, family fishing feud, or D, family fishing celebration?
D
family what?
Fishing celebration.
Very good. You guys have a little more confidence, Kyle. You know, they can't hear you all the way across the end of the internet if you don't speak up. Okay. Okay, Stephanie, chance to make up. What is the first thing a marketer has to do to design a campaign? First thing they got to do.
Okay.
A, come up with a killer slogan. B, know what you're marketing and identify the audience. C, sell, sell, sell. Or D, always wear clean socks. You better not say D. Come on, that's it.
Sell, sell, sell?
Oh, no.
It's
know your marketing.
Okay.
Know what you're marketing and identify the audience. Yeah, you gotta be sharp here. All right, Kyle, using the same images for different products over and over and over again is known as blank. Is it A, branding? Is it B, forgetting what the heck you're selling? Is it C, lack of inspiration? Or is it D, you already got the check, what do you care?
What was A again?
A is branding, B is forgetting what you're selling.
I'll go with A.
That would be a good choice, Kyle. Come on, Kyle, a little more confidence there. All right, Stephanie. Waterworks Wonder is an example of a blank. Is it A, a clever play on words? Is it B, three words that start with the same letter? C, the name of a new bottled water? Or is it D, a marketing campaign? This was mentioned in the previous segment.
Wait, what was the question?
Is it A, a clever play on words?
Oh, the question.
Oh, well, Waterworks Wonder is an example of blank. Is it a clever play on words? Three words that start with the same letter? The name of a new
B.
bottled water? What?
Is it B?
No, I'm sorry. It's a marketing campaign, which was
Oh,
man. This is getting ugly. They're bleeding up here. Okay, Kyle. Last chance to go home. On your shield or upon it. What could TPWD's slogan for water conservation? What could be TPWD's slogan for water conservation? Is it A, drink all you want, we'll make more? B, got water? C, water for life? Or D, save a sip for a fish?
I'm going to go with B. It sounds good.
Got water?
Yeah.
Well, it was fine if you were selling milk. But we're selling water today, Kyle, and conservation of it. And you got an incorrect answer. It's C, water for life.
Aww. I'm sorry, Kyle.
That's okay. A little sympathy applause. Okay, now, am I moving on to this? I'm a little confused here. All right, here's your challenge, correct? Here's your challenge. You have before you pieces of paper, cardstock. You also have a marker. I'm going to ask you questions, and you're going to write down the amount of water you think it takes to accomplish this. Whoever comes closest wins. You ready? How many gallons of water does it take to make a hamburger? How many gallons of water does it take to make a hamburger? Show me stop. How many? Okay, are you done? You happy with that? You feeling pretty confident? Let's see your answer. Okay, Stephanie says 40. Kyle says 30. Neither of them are right, but Stephanie, you're closer by, by 10 gallons. And it takes 1,303 gallons to make a single hamburger. All right, here's your next one. How many gallons of water does it take to make a single serving of French fries? Okay, you done?
Yeah.
Price is up. Kyle says it takes 1,000 gallons to make a single serving of French fries. Stephanie says a mere 720. You guys are so far off. It's only 6 gallons.
Oh.
Yeah, so it goes to Stephanie's team. Okay, here we go. How many gallons of water does it take to make 1 pound of cotton? How many people does it take to pick it? How many gallons of water does it take to make 1 pound of cotton? Okay, we done? Signs up. All right, you guys are really irrigating your fields well. It only takes 101 gallons, but Kyle, you come the closest. Good save, Kyle. All right, here you go again. How many gallons of water does it take to make 4 new automobile tires?
1,000.
How many gallons of water does it take to make 4 new tires?
0, 8, 7, 2.
Signs up. All right, Kyle, you come the closest without going over. It's a mere 2,072 gallons of water to make 4 tires. Okay, here we go. Another round. On average, how many gallons of water are used during a 10-minute shower?
25 gallons.
A 10-minute shower, how many gallons of water are used?
30 gallons.
Okay, we done?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kyle, you're pretty ambitious. You must sit there and soak, Kyle. You must look like a prune when you get out of the shower because it's 70 gallons, so Stephanie did not go over. And she's the closest. Therefore, that round goes to Stephanie. Our final event this round. Bob, someone's been tracking this. If an elephant is 70% water, how much of the human body is made from water? This is a percentage, not a gallon, a percentage.
70%.
An elephant is 70%. Don't forget to carry over. We done? Okay, amounts up. All right, Stephanie, you're just stopping them. Stephanie wrote 50%. It's not, it's a little more than that, Stephanie. This is real close. Kyle, you're actually the closest, but you went over. 66%. 66% of your body is made of water. The rest of it is only about $3 worth of chemicals. Okay, that concludes that challenge. And based by the lovely and talented sign that Laura's, the sign that the lovely and talented Laura is holding, I'm throwing to Cappy now.